Welcome back to the Rh negative enigma, the podcast where we dive deep into one of the most intriguing blood types in human genetics. I'm Alex, and with me today is Dr. Lena Morris, a geneticist specializing in human blood group genetics. Hi, Lena. Glad you could join us today.
Hi, Alex. Happy to be here and excited to discuss this fascinating topic with you and your listeners.
Today's episode is all about unpacking the genetics behind Rh negative blood. We'll explore what it means to be Rh negative, the implications, and some of the evolutionary theories that try to explain why this trait exists at all. Lena, could you start by giving us a quick refresher on what Rh negative blood actually is?
Of course. The Rh factor, short for rhesus factor, is a protein that can be present on the surface of red blood cells. If your blood has the protein, you're Rh positive. If your blood lacks this protein, you're Rh negative. This distinction is crucial because it can affect pregnancy and blood transfusions significantly.
That's a great starting point. Let's delve a bit deeper. How is Rh negative blood inherited?
It's all about the genes you inherit from your parents. Everyone has two Rh genes, one from each parent. The Rh negative trait is recessive, meaning you need to inherit the negative trait from both parents to be Rh negative.
Interesting. So it's quite rare then. How does this rarity play into evolutionary theories? Why do we still have Rh negative individuals?
That's one of the big questions in genetics. Some theories suggest that Rh negative blood might have been an adaptation to unknown environmental factors centuries ago. There's also speculation about its concentration in certain geographical areas like the Basque region in Spain and France, which might indicate historical migration patterns or genetic bottlenecks.
This ties into something our listeners are very curious about, the medical implications of being Rh negative, especially concerning pregnancy. Could you explain that?
Absolutely. Rh incompatibility can be a serious issue during pregnancy. If an Rh negative mother is carrying an Rh positive baby, her body might recognize the baby's Rh positive blood cells as foreign and produce antibodies against them. This can lead to hemolytic disease of the newborn, a dangerous condition that can cause severe anemia in the baby.
That sounds quite serious. How do we manage or prevent these complications?
Thankfully, today we have Rh immunoglobulin, commonly known as ROGAM, which is an injection given to Rh negative mothers during and after pregnancy to prevent the development of these harmful antibodies.
Thanks for clarifying that, Lena. Moving back to the evolutionary aspect, are there any benefits to being Rh negative, or is it all risks?
Some studies suggest that there might be certain health benefits, such as a reduced risk for certain infections and autoimmune disorders. However, these findings are not conclusive and are an active area of research.
It's fascinating how a single genetic trait can open up so many questions and avenues for investigation. As we're nearing the end of today's episode, Lena, do you have any final thoughts or key takeaways for our listeners?
I'd like listeners to appreciate the complexity of human genetics. Oh, negative blood is just one example of how diverse and interesting our genetic landscape is. It's a reminder of how much we have yet to learn and how these genetic quirks shape our health and history.
Well said, Lena. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your expertise. And thank you to everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more episodes of The Rh Negative Enigma.
We hope you join us next time. We'll continue to unravel more mysteries of the Rh negative bloodline. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring the enigma. Bye, everyone.